cruelty to animals is looking for a new building. The only no-kill shelter in Anchorage closed its adoption center 6 weeks ago following a gas leak. The leak was one of many problems that ultimately convinced the SPCA Board of Directors to abandon the rickety old building. APRN's Wendy Jonathan reports.
The faded red series of buildings that housed the Alaska SPCA Adoption Center was in really bad shape. There were cracks in the flooring, some of the drywall was rotting out, and areas of the roof were falling in. Maureen O'Neill, the center's executive director, says just before the gas leak, the SPCA Board of Directors were worried it wouldn't stand up to the weather.
It's been kind of put together with hope and duct tape over the years, and that's not enough.
6 weeks ago, a gas leak was the final straw. No animals were hurt, but the board of directors decided to vacate the building before something more catastrophic happened. At the time, the SPCA was housing about 30 dogs and cats. O'Neill says that they could graciously move the cats into the visitor's center, but the dogs required more attention.
It wasn't a matter of just let's get them out here and into any type of environment. It took some time for the dogs to find their homes, and some of them have had a little bit more challenges than your average shelter dog.
The SPCA has adopted out all those animals, but they still don't have a new adoption facility. And O'Neill says that the solution isn't as easy as finding a new building. They need a good location that people can find easily to drop off animals. They need enough ventilation to avoid spreading disease through the kennels.
And it's just, it's expensive to build. So money absolutely is an issue. And there are no easy answers on how you raise a couple million dollars. And it's probably more than a couple million that we need to raise.
The Alaska SPCA received no monetary help from the government. O'Neill says they depend on donations and community support. In Anchorage, I'm Wendy Jonathan.
A series